was disappointing the way we started. Obviously, two sloppy goals. But yeah, the character of the lads shown to come back. And, you know, as the game sort of wore on, I thought it was the team that wanted to go and win the game. We're putting pressure on. And, you know, that's good to see with the bad start that we had.
And it was an opportunity with Marnie going off for you to get up the pitch a little bit more.
Yeah, it was disappointing that Marnie had to go off. But yeah, we've got strength in depth now, and you know, obviously Hunts came in and I moved across, and yeah, it was a bit different getting more forward, and you know, something that I haven't done for a while. So yeah, it was good.
And this is the stage of the season when maybe you're not going for promotion or battling relegation, when players on the beach tends to come out a bit more. You've taken the 2 points from the last 12, but maybe performances haven't reflected that.
No, definitely not. Yeah, we felt we've played a lot better than what points we've got. So yeah, it's difficult, but it's always hard in this league to get the points that you deserve, and you need to be more ruthless in the box. And you know, that's both boxes that we need to be more ruthless in and keep getting them points. But in no way are we taking these games lightly. You know, the big games, and yeah, we're wanting to do well in them.
And how are you doing? You have returned to the starting lineup, but I had some time out following that head injury that you picked up against Fulham. All recovered? Because obviously they've got to be so careful when it is a head injury.
Yeah, it's disappointing, really. Obviously, initially it was, didn't know what had gone on, really. Obviously, they come on and ask you questions and getting the questions wrong and stuff. So, yeah, they're very cautious, and obviously they brought me off, and there's a sort of a ruling of so many days staying off. So, yeah, I was gutted that I missed the games. I did, but, you know, it's like I say, it's cautious, and the staff was looking after me.
But you are, as a team, still on track for a top 10 finish in the Championship. It would be some achievement, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, and that's still the drive for us to finish as high as we can. And you know, these last few games coming up and to put the pressure on the teams above, and like I say, to finish on a high. It's been a brilliant season from us all, and we just want to keep that going, momentum going.
Obviously, getting the 3 points and putting a spanner in Burnley's promotion push would mean a great deal to you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it'd mean, you know, a great deal to everyone, the fans, us, and you know, we'll be looking to do that. We'll be working hard on the training pitch. It's been a quick turnaround from the Birmingham game, so yeah, we're fresh, and like I say, everyone's fit and raring to go.
You've got a good record against local sides in the league this season. You've done the hat-trick against Bolton, Blackburn and Burnley away. Just talk us through that 2-0 win at Turf Moor in December and what you remember from that game.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere, great game. Two sides going well. We didn't start brilliant from what I can remember. We held on and kept it solid and got the two goals on the break, which, you know, in the end, I think second half we fully deserved it against a good team in Burnley. And, you know, we can take that into this game. We'll be watching back on their games and clips that we played against them and hoping to recreate it.
Looking back, do you think it was one of the highlights of the season?
Yeah, there's been a few. We've done well against the local side, and you know, for the fans, we've done really well, and we'll be looking to do that again. And like I say, yeah, it was a great result, and you know, no better to get that winning feeling at home in front of his own fans against a rival side.
And just looking a little bit more at Burnley, they're second as it stands. That they play before, obviously, Middlesbrough and Brighton do this weekend, so all the pressure's going to be on them. They're on a 20-game unbeaten run. How much of a big test is this for you?
Yeah, it's massive. You know, the teams that are up there are up there on merit. You look at the striker, Andre Gray, getting the Player of the Year, and the goals he's got, and, you know, as a squad, they're very strong. But so are we're a good squad. We've got you know, good momentum, we've had a good season, and we're going in there with confidence, and hopefully we can get an upset.
You mentioned Andre Gray, and he's named Championship Player of the Year. How was he to play against?
You can see he's got genuine pace, and he knows how to put the ball in the back of the net, and in this league it's important, and you know, that's why Burnley are up there. He's got the goals for him to get him up that league, and you know, hopefully we can keep him out, and we'll stand in a great chance to win the game.
And you know, as club captain, how much a victory on Friday night and welcoming Burnley to Deepdale for the first time in the league for about five seasons, how much it would mean to them?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I say, we've got a great result from away from home in front of the travelling fans, and it'd be nice to get the victory in front of his home fans, and, you know, in a great atmosphere there. We're bringing a few fans, and, you know, it'd be a good atmosphere to get the result that we want.